now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Got a lively show here for you today. If you've not watched us or listened to us regularly, we cover a gamut of common sense issues each week. Going to talk a little bit about surveillance. That's a massive problem here in this country with some folks that are concerned about it and have some suggestions about you and I can protect ourselves. Also, what about America's future? We're going through so much right now. Is America's future that bright, do you think? Do you have hopes for the future? A couple of fellows have written a great book. James Burnett and Michael Lotus will join me and talk to you about America 3. They say we've gone through steps 1 and 2. They say America does have a bright future. We'll talk to them here in the show coming up in another segment here shortly. Daylight savings time. Did you turn your clocks back? I had to get up this morning and turn a lot of clocks back. You know, I'm not hung up on some people that say, well, we ought to have daylight time all year round. What I wish we would do is consider the time zones. I think we've got some time zone problems. Why do we need these four time zones? That system was put in place back in 1883, where you had Central Time, Pacific Time, East Coast Time, Mountain Time. Why do we need those time zones now? And actually, is it impeding our ability to deal with commerce? You've got the Internet. You've got so many businesses that have to operate from coast to coast. Why do we need four time zones? I'd like to suggest that we have two time zones. Let's have a Western time zone and an Eastern time zone. And you don't need to really have four time zones. It slows down commerce. It costs a lot of money for airlines to recalibrate because of just the change in daylight savings time alone costs, I'm told, about $180 million for airlines to recalibrate all of their planes to meet the time balance right there. But anyone who lives on one coast and does business with the other can imagine the unaccountable benefits of living in two time zones instead of four like we have right now. Like I say, we've got so many new ways to communicate. You want to buy some stocks. The New York Stock Exchange opens at 8:30. Well, you've got to be up at, 5:30 in the morning or 4:30 to really get ready to contact New York. Not fair for those folks out in California. Monday night football starts at 8:30, 7:30 in Central Time where I live. You're not even home from work when they have the kickoff for Monday night football out in California. Again, this is not 1883. This is a new world for us. We ought to be able to balance that off and have one time zone, rather two time zones across the country. I think it just makes good sense. Daylight savings time is another issue. I'm not hung up on it. It's winter time. Ought to get dark early. You like that little extra hour, but I don't think in the scheme of things that's a make or break kind of situation. In terms of commerce for America to be competitive, I think four time zones make a heck of a lot more sense. Problems he says is in this country today. And he gives me a recipe is what each of us ought to do. Good common sense things to do. First of all, vote. You know, I'm just appalled at the number of people who don't vote in elections. We've got a huge election in New Jersey. I'm going to talk about that because we've got a lot of listeners in Atlantic City and throughout the entire state of New Jersey. And that comes up here on Wednesday of this week. Down in the Deep South, a number of special elections coming up. Most people just don't vote. And number two, vote smart. Guys, just take a little time to learn what these candidates are talking about, what difference they make. And then the other thing that I suggest, and I'm hearing more and more from you about, is be very leery of voting for an incumbent. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't vote for an incumbent, but if this is your personal commitment to have term limits, you know, unless that office holder demonstrates that they know the particular political ballywhack and they're not, and they're looking out for their own party, if all they do is talk about how those darn Democrats, the Demodonts and the Republicans, if that's all they talk about, they're not serving you and me. In a case like that, get rid of the incumbent. That incumbent's got to be a very special man or woman with a focus on the greater good and what's best overall. And we're not seeing that in Washington today. If we're going to pick out the incumbents, you know, you and I could count probably on our two hands and two sets of feet the number of incumbents that ought to stay. The other suggestion you ought to take a look at is, I've just had my fill of the Republic can'ts, the demo don'ts. More and more people are changing their party registration to a nonpartisan focus, to where they're not really in one camp or the other. They're going to vote for the best person. The bottom line is this. Think American, not partisan, right? Think American, not partisan. If we do that, maybe we can make a difference. I sure hope so, because we've got so many problems in this country and each of our individual states, and we've got a lot of changes that we need to make. You know, I talked about that New Jersey election coming up here. I want to mention that just a minute, because I've got some problems up there. I'm not a New Jersey voter, but we've got a huge listenership in New Jersey. Atlantic City, WENJ, 1450 AM, WPGG up in Atlantic City, covering the whole state of New Jersey, WVNJ, 1160 AM, that emanates out of New York City. And coming up this week, they've got an election for U.S. Senator. Now, I'm not getting into, I don't know the candidates. Cory Booker is the mayor of Newark up there, got a Republican, and I vote for lots of Republicans, but they've got a guy up there who was, let's see, his name is Steve Longren. He's a Republican Democrat. Let me tell you what he said one time. I'd hate to see you get cancer, but that's your problem, not mine. You know, I'm not sure the public good is served by that kind of attitude. On the other hand, I always like Chris Christie. Chris Christie is the governor of New Jersey. He is a practical Republican, reaches out to cross party lines. Seems like he ought to be a pretty good choice to look at when we get to the Republican nomination here in 2016. But I think he really messed up, in my opinion, over what he did in this senatorial election. What happened? A guy named Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat, he dies in office, so there's got to be a special election, and I understand that. That's what the law says. Well, Christie is up for re-election on November the 5th. It's just a few weeks away. Christie's up for re-election. Now, it costs $12 million to put on a statewide election in the state of New Jersey. $12 million. Now, when Lautenberg dies, Christie, as the governor, also picks the election date for U.S. Senator. Well, what would be the natural thing to do? Have it at the same time as the governor's race on November the 5th, right? You have both those statewide elections together. If you don't, you're going to spend $24 million instead of $12 million. Well, no, Christie doesn't want that. He doesn't want to have a popular Democrat on the ballot at the same time as he's going to run. So he calls a special election for this Wednesday for the U.S. Senate race. Won't put it on the same date he's running. 2 weeks later, there's a U.S. Senate race, or there's a governor's race. It would be so logical to put that Senate race as the same time as the governor's race. You'd save the people of New Jersey $12 million. But no, not going to do that. Not going to take a chance on maybe a Democratic flow for Booker, the mayor of New Jersey.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been talking about the dysfunction in government. We certainly haven't. Anybody out there really think that government is working very well, particularly in the national level? I agree with you on the laughing right there. I sure agree with you. There's some things you and I can do. We're talking a little bit about this morning because the Republic can'ts and the Demo don'ts just don't want to get along and talk to each other. And every week the polls show more and more disgust on the part of the public. Both parties are way, way down. Congress as a whole, I think herpes has a more favorable rating than Congress does. Democrats a little better off. There is some misunderstanding about the Tea Party. We'll talk about the Tea Party here a little bit. I'm not a Tea Party guy. I think the Tea Party sometimes is way off to the extreme, but they've had a huge effect on the Republican Party. Ted Cruz, who pretty much espouses the Tea Party line, he's a new senator in Texas, just elected the first of the year, has become the most popular senator in the country, and right now he's the leading candidate to be elected, to get the Republican nomination. When you poll Republicans right now, Cruz is way up there. Ted, let's see, he's the top choice. He leads the way with 20%. 17% is Rand Paul, also a Tea Party guy, very strong libertarian. So the two of them together are 37%. Jeb Bush is way down at 10%. Paul Ryan, who was the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party with Mitt Romney, he's only 4%. Marco Rubio is 4%. Governor down here in my state of Louisiana barely niches at 2%. And you've got Chris Christie, who I talked about before. He's about 14%. No, he's 11%. So my point is, the two Tea Party candidates are rocking and rolling way out in front right now. And like I say, I'm not a Tea Party guy. I'm not sure, though, it's fair to blame the Tea Party. What we're hearing, what some of you hear, is that they're a bunch of extremists who shut down the U.S. government. They're holding America hostage. They're inflicting terrible suffering on innocent people. You know, we hear that yah, yah, yah all the time. But let me tell you what. Let's be realistic about it now. Whether you like the Tea Party or not, you know, the Tea Party folks are newcomers to town. They're not old hat. They're not the old line people who brought America to the edge of this fiscal cliff. I mean, the Tea Party didn't add $6 trillion to our national debt in 5 years. They didn't do that. They have not allowed these entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, to threaten to consume our entire budget. They didn't allow us to get into these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. What a massive waste of money that cost trillions and trillions of dollars. And you know what's happening? They're still fighting and fuming and blowing up bombs and killing each other after we've left. We didn't make any difference. And it cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. I can't blame the Tea Party for that. They weren't even in existence when both Democrats and Republicans got us into those two terrible, dysfunctional wars. So, you know, you got to be realistic about who the bad guys are and where the problems are. And I said before, I'll repeat this again, there's some things you can do about it and I can do about it. First of all, just vote. So many of us don't take the time to vote. I mentioned before, we've got a huge election in New Jersey electing a governor and a U.S. senator over the next couple of weeks. Look them over. Make your choice. Vote. Don't only vote. Vote smart. Just take a little time to look over the issues and look over these candidates. Are you satisfied with what they've done? Are you satisfied with the conditions in your state? Are you satisfied with their answers about what they're going to do when they go to Washington? Vote smart. And then, like I say, the new rule, you're going to follow Bill Mayer and talk about new rules. Be very leery about voting for any incumbent. Now, I'm not saying you can't pick and choose a good incumbent, but look over that incumbent pretty good. Go to a town hall meeting. Quiz them a good bit. Let me give you an example down here in the Gulf Coast and you folks in New Jersey all the way around. All these senators and congressmen are going nuts because flood insurance rates in New York, in New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana. They've got a lot of listeners in all those markets. Your flood insurance rates are going to go through the ceiling. Rates are going to jump not by 50% or 100%, but in some instances, 1,000% or more. And so all these congressmen and senators are running around like chickens with their heads cut off saying, oh, we got to do something. We got to do something. These rates shouldn't go up. Why the rates are going up? A piece of legislation passed Congress 3 years ago saying that the program had to pay for itself, and these rates are going on. Every single member of these delegations voted for the law. every single member voted yes, voted for the increases. They weren't paying attention. I think it was John McCain that said that the biggest problem in Washington is that members of Congress don't pay attention. They weren't paying attention. So now, oh, they're jumping all over their districts saying, I'm fighting for you, and I'm going to bring down these rates. California congressmen are saying it's the Biggers-Waters Act. Maxine Waters is a congressman from California. She said, well, I didn't know they were going to go up that big. You're the author of the legislation. You're the one who came up with the idea. You're the one that wrote it, stood up before Congress, so this is good legislation, and now you're saying you don't even understand it? I mean, that pinpoints the dysfunction that goes on in Washington, D.C. today. And that goes back to what I said. Be very leery about voting for any incumbent that asks for your votes in public office today. Senator, congressman, governor, legislator, right down the line. They say they talk the talk, but they don't seem to be walking the walk. They're not paying attention. Their heart's not in the right place. They become extremely partisan. They're not thinking American. They're thinking, well, I got to stick with my party on this. And they're not looking out for you and me. The system's dysfunctional, but I'll tell you what. A lot of the blame. You want to know who's at fault in all this? Certainly your congressmen are, your senators are. But to a lot of us, we got to look in the mirror. And I'm in the same boat with you. Remember Pogo, the Pogo cartoon? The guy that wrote Pogo's died now. I don't know, you know, we got Pogo anymore. Pogo said, we found the enemy, and the enemy is us. And what he's meaning, we're not bad folks, you and me. We want to live a good life and raise our family, have a safe place to live. Have a decent job and a great, safe neighborhood, productive neighborhood, good schools. We all feel that way. But you just can't take it for granted and just go about your business and say, let the politicians do it, you see. Because what we're learning from this complete dysfunction in Washington, D.C., is that the politicians aren't doing it, you see. They've gotten so partisan, they're looking out for self-interest and not the public interest. And we're seeing that more. And look, I was a public official in the state of Louisiana for almost 28 years. I've seen the highs and the lows and the good and the bad. I've never seen it so partisan, so irresponsible, so dysfunctional as it is today. You can make a difference. When these elections come up, go out and vote. Vote smart and be very leery about voting for any incumbent whatsoever. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'm going to take a pause. Come back and talk to Dr. Mark Catwell about the importance of your spirit in healing. If you've got physical pain and suffering, how you can heal yourself in dealing with your spirit. Kind of interesting concept, new concept. We'll come back and talk about it right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter
how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we regularly are confronted by loved ones, by family members, by friends who have some type of disease. Often it's maybe incurable or very difficult to treat, and we struggle with something we wish more could be done. And so often we focus on the physical, what the doctor can do, the physical attributes, but there are some that feel that that your spirit has a role in your healing. It's a fairly new concept. It's not a new concept at all. It goes back thousands of years probably, but it's newer in terms of you and I in the general public focusing on something like this. Interesting new book called Map of the Spirit, Diagnosis and Treatment of the Spirit. Dr. Michael Cantwell is the author. He is a pediatrician, board-certified doctor out in California, the San Francisco area, and he's very involved in alternative medicines, holistic medicines. Got him on the phone with me right now to talk about his new book. Dr. Cantwell, glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
Now, Doc, talk about this, because in my world, living in the Deep South, we focus on the physical. We have heard a little bit about holistic medicine. There are some of us out there, and I'm one of them that happen to be a kind of a semi-vegan. I don't eat any meat, but I'll have fish once or twice a week. But I'm pretty health conscious. I'm 73. I really watch what I eat, exercise every day. So I'm a little bit more understanding in terms of holistic medicine and alternative treatments. But let's start with your book. Tell us a little bit about the spirit. The spirit to an awful lot of us connotes religion, and to some, outside of praying to the good Lord to heal us, we don't really have a focus on mapping out the spirit when it comes to diagnosis and treatment of our particular ailments. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by mapping out the spirit.
Well, one way to look at it is you talk about common sense quite a bit. Much of your show is about political issues and stalemates in Buffalo, in the Washington area and between the two parties. If I can put it in that context, I'm a doctor that sees pretty much incurable and difficult to treat patients. Patients have had their minds and bodies already treated, but they're still sick. So we have a two-party system in the medicine world. There's some people that treat the mind, and there's some people, the other party, that treats the body. But I was seeing patients that had had those two parts treated and were still sick. So I had a few patients about a decade ago that were smart enough to let me know. One was a Methodist minister. She came in and said, I'm not really going to get better from my insomnia and my chronic anxiety, my menopausal syndrome, until I resolve a spiritual issue that I have. She was a Methodist minister, but over the last 5 to 6 years, her beliefs had drifted away from the Methodist church. And sure enough, she was right. Treatments of all kinds had failed to cure her, and it really wasn't until we addressed her spiritual issues that she got completely better.
So what you're telling me is that it's not a spiritual function for the as part of the disease itself or treating the disease itself. It is if you deal with the problem of the spirit, then that serves as a way of clearing out the territory so that you can maybe take more physical action for the disease. Am I saying that correctly?
Correct. What we're trying to do in the past, the spiritual aspect of health, most people believe it. I mean, 78% of Americans are Christians in some way. Almost only about 10 to 15% would describe themselves as having no particular religion. They're all a very religious country, but it's also a very spiritual country. One of the first things about my book is to, first of all, take the definition of spirituality and expand it to whatever your purpose is in life, including your spirituality and your religion. So, for instance, if I have one of the other patients was an atheist, he was a high-powered corporate lawyer, he had been raised Jewish, and he had called out to God several times for help during his mom's illness and eventual death with cancer. Each time he called, he said, the line was dead, end quote. And over time, he became an atheist. But that doesn't mean he had a non-spiritual or a non-purposeful life. He really wanted to give back to the community, and that was his purpose. He was a real altruist and a humanist. He wasn't doing that, and that led to a degree of spiritual stress for him, just like the Methodist minister, although he's an atheist. So the first thing is to get a sense that the definition of spirituality is that everyone has some beliefs regarding what's going on after death and beyond us.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, I guess, let's take the case of, or I think, let's take the case of more the agnostic that says, look, and I'm somewhat in that category where I'm just not sure about the afterlife. I sure hope so. Look, I want to team up with my friends and my family and live through eternity. I'm a little uncertain about that afterlife.
But you can't guarantee it, can you?
No. So I'm saying, but if, and I just went through, I just had a hip replacement and had a pretty difficult surgery. And by the way, I got the bill today, Doc, $45,000 to put a titanium ball in my hip. I was stunned. Now, of course, insurance, I've got, I'm on Medicare and I also have backup insurance. I think I've got to pay $72 out of $45,000, but I was dumbfounded about the cost of something like that. But my point is,
it's like buying a rug in Turkey. You start with a high price and then they negotiate it down.
Well, maybe that's what I should have done before, on behalf of the American taxpayer. The taxpayer
exactly
paid for it. But you know, I've got a pretty normal, I'm pretty much together, I'm pretty good health, and yet I guess, let's assume that I would acquire cancer, for example, and mm-hmm. every guy, if he lives long enough, is going to have prostate cancer. You know, that's just a fact of life. But mm-hmm. if I'm not torn in my soul about some really tough decisions, you know, my kids are doing pretty good, I'm doing pretty good, I'm pretty happy with life, then
right.
When do I turn to the spirit? And when you say the spirit, are you defining that as my internal confidence that may lead to religion? I'm still trying to struggle with what you mean by spiritual, by defining the spirit when it comes to spiritual health.
So spiritual spirituality, certainly people who are religious have some easily identified kind of spirituality. The trick is people who are agnostic or atheist, our tendency is to believe they're not spiritual, but really as long as you define spiritual as a set of beliefs regarding what is going on beyond humans, they're all beliefs. Your belief in agnosticism is just a belief. My beliefs are just my beliefs. If I knew what was really going on after we died, I would just tell you all and we could just stop the show right now and everything would be done. It would be the great mystery all solved. So if you have someone who is an atheist, they simply believe that nothing exists, but it's still just a set of beliefs. Logically, they're all the same thing. They're just beliefs regarding what's going on beyond us. So my trick was to try to figure out who is really having a crisis, who, for which patients are spirituality really affecting them. And the easiest way I found to do this was to calculate their spiritual stress by just asking two questions. First, how important is this idea of spirituality and your purpose in life to you? How important on a scale of 0 to 10? You can ask yourself that, and all of your listeners right now can also ask themselves. So 10 would be a very spiritual life, a person who's very interested in spirituality. And then the second question is, how satisfied are you right now with how well you've been able to explore your spirituality? And again, give that a value from 0 to 10. So if you have the Methodist minister, she's very spiritual, 10 out of 10. But her satisfaction with her spirituality, because she wasn't living out her beliefs, was only 3. The difference between those two I call spiritual stress. Lawyer, same thing. He was a very spiritual guy. He believed in giving back to society. He didn't have a religion, but he had beliefs. And he was a 10 out of 10.
And Doc, Dr. Cantwell, let me hold you off right there. We've got to take a break. I want to come back and tell our listeners we're talking to Dr. Michael Cantwell. His book, Map of the Spirit, talks about taking the additional step in dealing with your physician, using the spirit as a tool for securing yourself and living a longer and healthy life. And by the way, you can get the book on our website and find out more about Dr. Cantwell at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Hey, let's freshen up your coffee. Give me a chance to take a breather. We'll come back with Dr. Cantwell and talk some more about mapping your spirit.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps. Roulet. Let the good times roll.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, does your spiritual health have an effect on your physical health? Can you put the two together and find ways to heal yourself if you deal with your spirit? Now, that's a new concept to many of you. We're talking about it here on the Common Sense Show. Dr. Michael Cantwell lives out in California, holistic doctor, pediatrician. He's joining us. He's written a fascinating new book called Map of the Spirit, Diagnosis and Treatment of the Spirit. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Dr. Cantwell, let me ask you this. I'm going in to see my doctor, and by the way, I've got a doctor's appointment in the morning. So I get there at 7:30, and should we, you know, I don't have a doctor who's ever asked me a question about my spiritual health. And I, you know, at my age of 73, although I'm healthy, I go see a lot of doctors. No one's ever raised that question. Should the patient raise the question for the doctor to ponder, to consider? Or how do you relate to that when your doctor really doesn't, at this, you know, is not thinking about spirituality, but is thinking of just, you know, what drug to give you shots, or what treatment to give you?
Right now, I wrote the book specifically for anyone to be able to access its information. I made it simple and clear. Right now, I suspect that it's up to the patient to begin to assess their own spirituality first. And for each person, you would ask yourself, how important are your beliefs to you, scale of 0 to 10? And then, how satisfied are you? If, for instance, it sounds like for you, Jim, you're pretty satisfied. You're pretty sad. Sounds like you're a pretty highly spiritual person and pretty satisfied with yourself. So you probably don't have much difference between those two numbers, correct?
Right. I would say that's right. I think I'm pretty even.
And
what you're saying then means that maybe I can deal with it myself and, you know, ask the good Lord to, you know, to give me guidance about healing myself. I'm, you know, leery about asking the good Lord to heal me because, as you say, there's a lot of disappointments in that regard. But if I have to ask the good Lord to give me comfort and, you know, guidance and comfort and some direction for helping me heal myself, but I see what you're saying. Well, what if the numbers are vastly different then?
Right. So for some people, lots of people in America, luckily, they're very satisfied with their spirituality. And in that case, their spirituality is probably even helping them through crises. Now, if your numbers are bad, it means that you have to pay attention, because all I've done is to say that the spiritual stress adds to your psychological and to your physical stress to produce your overall level of stress in your entire body. Most of the diseases that kill us as Americans are stress-related. Stroke, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, violent deaths, accidents, murders. They're all related to stress. So all I've done is to give us the third leg of the stool. We've had ways to assess stress in the body and in the mind for years. This gives us a way of easily and quickly assessing how much spirituality is affecting your health. So for you, Jim, spirituality is maybe an asset, not even a negative thing at all. It may actually be helping you. You can certainly ask God to heal your hip, and certainly I wouldn't be against asking. But if you ask, for instance, for to be immortal, I suspect you may be disappointed in that request.
I see what you're saying. I see the difference. So, as far as the treatment itself, now you mentioned the case of the Methodist minister and the lawyer and several folks there. Mm-hmm. How do you treat people who are spiritually ill? The numbers are way off. They're having some right. real tough times. How do you actually give treatment to people in that situation? You know, you think, well, they've got a real serious problem. They see a psychologist or a psychiatrist or something like that is what the general response would probably be. So how do you treat someone in that situation?
So the second important part of the book is that it gives us a universal framework of how we both live, how we both determine and then live out our spiritual beliefs. The important thing about this is that, like Freud, where everyone goes through and has different personalities, but you go through with the same stages to develop your personalities, the same thing happens with your spirituality. Everyone first starts with the pre-awareness stage of knowing nothing. Then they move to the awareness stage of beginning to form what they believe. Finally, you have to decide now that you know what you believe, whether you're going to commit to it, internally commit to living it out, the commitment stage. And finally, you have to live out that commitment in the union stage. Both, so knowing where you're stuck and how important spirituality is to you gives you the key to treatment. So for the Methodist minister, she had already committed to her new spiritual beliefs, which were incompatible with the Methodist Church. Treatment for her involved getting her past that blockage. She was blocked at committing but not living out her beliefs. So in the end, she needed the most important intervention for her was a financial planner. She and her husband went to a financial planner, and they'd made up a budget that allowed her to leave the Methodist Church. She was staying mostly for the financial reasons and because she needed her health insurance. Once they created that budget, she was able to leave the church. 3 months after leaving the church, her chronic anxiety and insomnia and her severe menopausal syndrome had completely gone. She was a person whose almost all of her disease was spiritual. Almost all of her stress was spiritual.
Well, I'm still struggling a little bit with the definition of spiritual because, as you say, sometimes we don't turn to God to ask for healing. We turn to God for comfort. We turn for guidance. But as far as do you include your self-determination in the definition of spiritual? In other words, if you've got a positive attitude saying, look, I'm just going to beat this. I can do it. I'm going to do if I'm supposed to do this an hour a day of treatment, I'm going to do 2 hours a day of treatment. And that's kind of how I approach my hip. I had a complete hip replacement 4 weeks ago. 2 weeks after it was over, I'm up walking around because, darn it, I can do this. When they told me to do 10 reps, I did 20 reps, and I started swimming. Yeah. And I just got so the self-determination, how does that define what you do within the spirits? That's my question. Yeah.
Looking at your past, it wouldn't surprise me that you're a tough guy and would just take care of yourself. It sounds like you've been doing that all of your life. So when you take care of yourself, the Methodist minister, for instance, she was not cured by her spirituality. It didn't take away her anxiety, and it didn't take away her insomnia. Although at times you do have miraculous cures, and you can certainly pray for those, and at times your spirituality may be an active agent in your cure. In her case, the cure was by removing her internal stress that she was having by not living out her beliefs. The spirit didn't save her, but her ability to pursue her spirituality removed her stress, and that cured her.
How do you know? When you deal with a patient from the medical perspective, as you do, is it a question of attitude, or how do you know this form of diagnosis and treatment works? How do you know you're really making progress, Doc?
Well, before Maps of the Spirit, we had no real way of knowing how much the spirituality was affecting people's health. It was a real mystery. And so we would try to flail away by using diagnostic tests for the body, sometimes trying to employ different psychological diagnostic tests to determine how much the mind was ill. But for some patients, that really just wasn't enough. Most people out there, if you tell them, "Yeah, Jim, you're just a mind and a body," do you feel like I've adequately described you as a person?
No.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
And there's many Americans and probably most of your listeners would say the same thing. We've tried a two-party system where we try treating the mind and the body. There's another way. There's another part of your health that we've ignored for far too long. No, I didn't get any training in this in medical school. The amount of hours that I had in spirit and treating patients' spirits or even treating their stress was almost zero. We spent more time talking right now than I had training in medical school about spirituality. And so you see people like the lawyer. Again, he was committed to his atheistic beliefs of giving back to the community, but he was in his high-powered corporate world for 5 to 7 days per week, and he wasn't giving back. Once he decided to cut back to 3 days per week, he did his financial plan and realized that he could easily cut back to 3 days per week. He volunteered in the inner-city schools in San Francisco for 2 mornings a week, 3 to 6 months after being a volunteer teacher. All of his illnesses, his anxiety, his chronic insomnia, all go away. Now, not everyone is a purely spiritual case, but in this situation, he had been treated with medications, with antipsychotics, actually with anti-anxiety medicine, and he just needed to live out who he was. So if you're really still questioning the definition of spirituality, it would be the simplest substitution. Are you living your purpose? Are you living?
Doc, I got to cut it. We got to do the top of the hour news. I want to tell our listeners, talking to Dr. Michael Cantwell, his fascinating book is called Map of the Spirit. You can get it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Have a nice weekend, Dr. Cantwell. Sure glad you joined us today.
Thank you very much. You too. Have a great weekend, Jim, and good luck with your doctor appointment.
Okay, thank you. No, I think you gave me some good lessons. Hey, we're going to get the top of the news and come on back and talk a lot more on the Common Sense Show. Stay with us.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.